Thank you for listening to this online message from a recent service at Florida Boulevard Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Today's challenge from Kimmon Kegins, our Preschool and Children's Ministry Events Coordinator, reminds us of the importance of sharing Jesus with children.
I wanted to ask you a question this morning, and I want you to think about this answer. What your answer is going to be. If you could spend the day with anyone who's ever lived or died, live or dead, anybody, I'm sorry, my hair's getting in the mic, anybody that's ever lived or that's alive today, anyone that you wanted to spend the day with, who would that be? I bet your answer is not the same as mine, and I bet it's not the same as your neighbor's. Maybe it's a sports figure, like a Tim Tebow or somebody like that. Maybe it would be a political figure, somebody like a Ronald Reagan or Abraham Lincoln. Maybe it's a celebrity, whatever that is, Oprah Winfrey maybe. Maybe it's a singer like a Justin Bieber. So just think about that for the next few minutes. I want you to think about who would you spend the day with. And maybe it's somebody personal. Maybe it's a parent or a grandparent. Maybe it's a good friend that you don't have time to catch up with. So just be thinking about that. We're gonna come back to that. Y'all might know that I've been a little immersed in Vacation Bible School the last couple of months, and so that's kind of been on my brain. So this, I was thinking about when I was in Bible school. And my parents and grandparents and myself used to go to a church, Trinity Baptist Church. It's no longer here in town anymore. But my grandparents, my Ma Ruby and my Daddy Mac, went there. And I had a cousin who was 2 years older than me, and she would come and spend the summers with them. So when she would come and spend the summers and it was Bible school time, I would go to Bible school with Stephanie, my cousin. This particular summer, I was in sixth grade. She was in eighth grade. And because we were both relatively like guests, they let us go together. So I got to go to youth Bible school as a sixth grader. So I thought that was pretty big stuff, and I was pretty excited about that and trying not to like triple my face and fall in front of all these big youth kids, you know. And so we had gone through rec and snack and all of those good things. We're sitting in the circle, just kind of chilling out, kind of talking, and the leader asked us that same question that I just asked you. I'm going to come back to that in a minute and tell you what my answer is. And I want you to be thinking of what your answer is. You know, as we look at Bible school and as we start to prepare for that, we put kids into all kind of categories. We put them in categories of age. Like we have preschoolers and school age. We have girls and boys, like in RAs and GAs. I want to challenge you to think about three other categories to put kids in. The first category that we would put kids in would be our 100% kids. What's a 100% kid? I mean, if they're a kid, they're 100% kid, right? That would be where both of their parents are believers. That's the kind of kid that I grew up as. Those are kids that they're here all the time. They're our regulars. We know them. We see them in Sunday school and RAs and GAs. All of that kind of thing. They've got multiple, probably more Bibles on their shelves than there are people in their homes. They pray before meals. They pray at night before bed. They have a spiritual and a gospel presence in their lives. Those are our 100% kids. You know, I grew up, I have a legacy of faith is what I call it. My parents are believers. Both sets of my grandparents are believers. My aunts and uncles are believers. My cousins, my sister's family. And that is such a blessing, and I know it is so rare, and it's such a gift. So I'm not just 100% kid. I think I'm like 1,000% kid. My husband has the same legacy that I do. Parents are believers, grandparents, all of that. So our children must be like 1,000,000% kids. I think that's the way that factors out. But that's our first category of children. Our second category of children would be our 50-50 children. Those are our children that have one parent that's a believer and one parent that's not. Those children still have a gospel presence in their life. They still have a parent that's a believer that's bringing them to church. They're here, maybe not all the time, but they're here pretty frequently. And so the other thing about those kids is they're very likely to hear some disagreements, some arguments in their home over church, how often to attend, whether to give, those kind of things. So those are our 50-50 kids. That's our second category. Our third category of children, Brother Randy alluded to last week, that's our spiritual orphans. Those are our children who do not have a gospel presence in their home. Neither parent is a believer. They have probably never heard the words God or Jesus, except maybe as a curse. They don't know what it means to pray. When we say, let's pray, they don't have a clue. They don't know that that's a time to talk to God, that that's a time to bow our head and close our eyes. They don't know that. I'm sorry, y'all. They've probably never seen a Bible. And so when those children come into our Bible school, that may be the one and only time that we ever see those kids. That may be the one time that they ever experience the love of Jesus. Our 100% kids, they're going to be here next week, and they're going to be here the next week, and the next week, and the next week. Our 50-50 kids, they might not be here next week, but they'll be here the next or the next. They're going to be back. Our spiritual orphans, we may not see them again. And we may only have them because mom and dad needed to go grocery shopping, and this was a very convenient place on a Monday night in June to be able to drop them off for a couple of hours of peace and quiet. And I don't know about you, but there have been times when it's been very frustrating when those kids would sit there and they wouldn't know to bow their heads and be quiet to pray. And I didn't think about that they don't know that. They don't know what to do with that. So I want our Bible school to be focused on their spiritual orphans this year and to really make sure that we're targeting them with the love of Jesus. Now, that being said, I want us to think about that question that I just asked you. So do you have in mind who your person is? I'm going to tell you, I had two that I couldn't decide between. And I told you that it's probably not either one of those or not the two that you picked. So I'm going to tell you who mine was. We're sitting in that circle, and because I told you that I was like the guest, the precious leader who was trying to be so gracious looked at me and said, "Kimmon, why don't you go first? You're our guest. Go first." And I said, "Oh my gosh, youth Bible school, and they've called on me first. This is amazing." So I very proudly said, "Olivia Newton-John." That's like Taylor Swift. Now, my second choice was Sheena Easton. That's like Demi Lovato. So the precious leader did not laugh at me. He said, "Okay." And so they asked the person next to me, who proceeded to say, "Jesus." And I said, "Huh." And then the person next to them said, "Jesus." And I said, "Double, huh?" And so as we went around this circle of, I think it was like 557 kids is what it felt like, it was Jesus, 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 God, Jesus, Jesus. You get the picture. I think there were a few Abrahams and Moses thrown in there just for good measure. That's when I, as a 100% kid, realized that Jesus was the answer. Jesus was the answer. Now, at that time, it still was one of those, you know, the Sunday school answer, you know. But as I've grown and gotten older and grown in my walk with the Lord, I have realized that Jesus is the answer. So if you'll turn in your Bible with me to John 14:6, our children just sang this verse for you, and I wanted to just talk about it for just a second. John 14:6. And just like we do in our children's ministry, I'm not going to read it off the screen. I'm going to read it out of my Bible so you'll know that it's from the Word of the Lord. Because, you know, Disney makes books. And so sometimes our Sunday school literature can look just like a book, like you could pick up, like a magazine you could pick up off the rack. We want to make sure we're teaching our children that the Bible is God's Word. And a Sunday school book or a devotion book or a picture book is not the same thing as our Bible. So I'm going to read John 14:6. You can put it back on the screen. That was okay. I just wanted to make it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in this verse, Jesus says, I am the way. He doesn't say, I am a way. Boys and girls, if we're going to get ready, let's pretend like we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, my favorite place. So let's pretend like we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and we're going to go to the one on Segan, and we're going to go right after church. And so some of your parents are probably going to hop on Sherwood Forest Boulevard, and they're going to go all the way to Sherwood and hit Segan and then hit Chuck E. Cheese that way. Some of your parents are going to get on Florida Boulevard and go to Airline, and then they're going to hit Segan, and they're going to go Segan that way, to Chuck E. Cheese that way. Some of your parents may hop on the interstate, and they may go and hit Segan from the interstate. Some of your parents are going to be like my dad, and they're going to find every back road possible, and we'll get there at some point. But those are many different ways to get to Chuck E. Cheese, right? Those are a way. That's not what Jesus says about himself. He says, I am the way. The way. The same thing when he says, I am the truth. There is no deception. There is no falsehood. There are no lies in Jesus. None. Have any of you ever told a little white lie to your parents? You know, we had Easter about a month or so ago, and did any of you ever get into your Easter basket and your mom came and said, did you eat some of the candy out of your Easter basket? And you said, no, ma'am, as you had a chocolate ring around your mouth. Has that ever happened? What about when you're getting ready for bed and your mom or dad says, did you brush your teeth? Yes. That's a lie. That's a lie. Do you know what? Jesus never did that. He never does that. He is, all he can be is the truth. He is the truth. And he is the life. You are either dead or you're alive. There's no kind of dead or sort of alive. You're either dead or you're alive. And Jesus is the eternal life. And through his way, his truth, and his life, that is the only way that we can come to the Father for eternal salvation. You know, back to that question that we talked about, I kind of joked and said the Sunday school answer about, you know, Jesus is always the answer. Here's the thing. Jesus is always the answer. No matter what question in your life, he is the answer. Will y'all pray with me? Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for always being the answer to every question that we have. Thank you, Jesus, for being the way to the Father. And as we anticipate VBS, help us to share your truth with the spiritual orphans, with our 50-50 kids, as well as our 100% kids, Lord. always remind us that you are the giver of eternal life. Thank you so much for this day where we can celebrate your precious children and their leaders. And please help us to always make you proud. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ms. Kimmon. You know, when you look at John 14:6, it's a verse just like John 3:16. We've memorized it. We've heard it many, many times. I know our Awana children have memorized lots of scripture, and I'm certain, and I know that's one of them. And sometimes, like Ms. Kimmon said earlier, we take that Sunday school answer for granted. You know, when we really seek out our heart, and if you were to really answer that question out loud, who would you want to spend the day with? Who would you invite to your house? You know, some of us may think of someone important, someone who may even be a Christian, someone in our family that we've lost, like she mentioned a little some time ago, is somebody that we might want to reconnect with. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father but by Him. And on this stage today, you've seen many families, several generations, and different ministries. You saw at the beginning of the service, we lined up some babies and their families. And I read to them Psalm 127 and said to them that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. You know what the answer is to all of those families? To raise their children the way that God would have them to, for them to be the husband and wife and the parents and the guardians over those children that they're supposed to be, and how those children can grow the way that they're supposed to. You know what the answer is? It's not Olivia Newton-John. It's not even Tim Tebow. It's Jesus. Jesus is always the answer for a home to be the home it's supposed to be. You saw our RAs and GAs up here learning about missions and praying for missionaries. And you know what they're praying for those missionaries to do? Not to be wealthy or famous or world travelers, but to tell people that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. To have the resources that they need, to have the prayer support that they need. You saw our Awana children and heard from Miss Kelly and talking about Awanas and how important that is. And you know what the foundation of Awana is? The very Word of God. Because Jesus is the truth. And we want our children to know the truth. Every Sunday school teacher, every children's ministry worker, every one of our children's Sunday school teachers, everything we do as a church needs to be based upon the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But it's not just good for ministry, it's not just good for missionaries, and it doesn't just make a nice message. It needs to be true in your life. And perhaps as you're thinking about what is the foundation of your life, who's the most important person to you? How did you answer that question earlier? Maybe you didn't answer Jesus, but God has gotten a hold of your heart and you realize today that you need to answer that question and you need to answer it with Jesus. And you need to know today that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and you need to have that life in Him. Friend, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, regardless of how much of the Bible you have heard or haven't heard, whether you have the story of someone like Kimmon who grew up in a wonderful heritage and legacy of faith, or somebody like Miss Melissa who said that she was dropped off at the church, regardless of what kind of background you have, if your life were to end today, do you know for certain that you'd have eternal life because you've trusted in Jesus Christ, you've repented of your sins, you've turned from an old way of life, you've given everything over to Him, and your life's answer is Jesus? If you need to know Jesus personally, if you need to accept Him, we're going to have a time of invitation where you can come and speak to some of our ministerial staff, some of our leadership in our church, and say, Pastor, I need to be saved. I need to have a personal relationship with God. Maybe as a children's worker, God's gotten a hold of your heart, and you need to make sure everything you do in leadership, everything you do in ministry, everything you do for these children, make sure that Jesus is the answer. Maybe it's a mother or father or grandparent. God's gotten a hold of your heart and you've seen some of these children and you know in your home that you need to make sure that Jesus is the answer for all of your problems, all that you do as a family, all that we do as a church. And God is speaking to us right now as a church family and individually. And if you need to make Jesus the answer, no matter what the question is, we want you to respond right now today. Would you stand with me? We're going to have our ministerial staff here to receive you and pray with you. If you have any decision, don't be embarrassed. Don't hesitate. People are going to be coming and praying and moving out of their seats. You just come right now as people begin to sing and speak to one of our ministerial staff right now and share your decision with them.
Thank you for listening to today's Ministry Challenge. If you have questions about something you've heard, please contact us at 225-272-3740. You may also visit our website at www.fbbc.org. While there, please register your child for our upcoming Vacation Bible School. If you are in the Baton Rouge area, we invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10:15 a.m. Come learn how to be a disciple and to make disciples.